Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she couldn't breathe in that basement bedroom, but the moment she stepped into the hallway, it eased up. Years later, she found out what had happened in that room, and it made her think about everything much differently.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Why, thank you very much for listening, and you know, we love to hear your real ghost stories, so if you've got one, please share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you would like. You get no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon is with me today.
I sure am.
You know, this story is interesting because it's kind of a phenomena I've heard from a few different people that have more of a psychic ability.
Okay.
And there's one guy I interviewed on the Grave Talks, and I've mentioned this before, that I think he was like in Tombstone or someplace like Tombstone, kind of mm-hmm. the southwesty kind of historical area. And he was in an old hotel, and he felt like something in his neck.
And yeah, I kind of remember
breathe.
That.
He mm-hmm. couldn't breathe. And then he found out later a man had been shot there. And that kind of is what happens to this person.
Oh.
Yeah. Which would be quite terrifying. We were talking about it again last week, Tony and Todd and I. And like, how do you know it's a paranormal experience versus a medical emergency? Like, say you're a person who might have some sensitive abilities. Maybe you have some, maybe you don't know you have sensitive abilities. Maybe you're not really familiar with that side of yourself. And all of a sudden, weird things start happening. You think, I'm having a medical emergency.
Right.
You know, I think that was, I just think it would be really scary. Even if you know, like, I have this connection with the other side. And I can feel the way people passed. Mm-hmm. Like, you can feel that pain and that hurt, which is not an ability I would ever want to have.
I agree.
But how do you know for sure? You know, it's like, my heart is really hurting right now. Is it me, or is it someone coming through to me that died of a heart condition?
Right.
And I would imagine it's different for everybody. I don't know what it's like to have those feelings. I imagine you would have more of a sensation other than just your heart giving out on you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be terrifying.
I mean, and it might be that you actually kind of feel another presence there in you.
Mm-hmm.
And so that might help you differentiate and maybe, between what happens to you. And
maybe, you get like a... everything kind of turns a little foggy or something for a minute, or maybe have an emotion, or there's more to it that I think you would have to be able to recognize it.
Oh,
who was I talking to this week? Oh, I was talking to a guy yesterday from Scotland. Well, excuse me, England. He's right on the border of England and Scotland. And he has a podcast called How Haunted. And the guy's really interesting to me. And we did an episode about Chillingham Castle. Mm-hmm. But he had gone there once in like 2005. And there was a guy, Bob, there. And Bob's like, yeah, I talked to the ghosts here. And he's like, yeah, whatever. But he said, you know, he says a psychic is someone who can come up and tell you these really odd things. And you have no way of proving them right or wrong. You know, you just go, oh, okay. So you can talk to these ghosts. But So I kind of, you know, you're putting trust into somebody that maybe you have no idea. How do you get this information? Because I think there are legit people who can do it. And then I think there are people who can't do it, but say they can.
Right.
You know,
and then maybe you read a book and found out this information. And then you say, oh, I know how he died or whatever.
Exactly.
You know.
So, but this one is very random. It's very interesting to me. So the story is, I was talking with my aunt not too long ago about places we've lived and which ones ever really felt like home. And it brought back something I hadn't thought about in a while. And at the time it happened, I didn't think it was anything more than me not feeling well. But hearing her talk about that house again made it land differently. This was probably 8-9 years ago. I went to stay with her and my uncle for a long weekend after they had just moved into a new place. It was a typical home in a quiet neighborhood, not an old house or anything like that. The only thing that stood out about it was that it had a finished basement, and that is where they had a spare bedroom set up. So that's where I stayed. The first night was completely normal. We had dinner, watched TV. I went downstairs around 11. The room was fine. Bed, dresser, small window up near the ceiling, short hallway to a bathroom. It was a little cooler down there, but that's standard for a basement. I slept fine. The next day, just as uneventful, we ran some errands, came back, had dinner, spent most of the evening talking. Nothing about the house felt off. If anything, it was one of those easy visits where you don't think twice about anything. That night, I went down a little earlier, maybe around 10. I remember sitting on the edge of the bed on my phone for a few minutes before going to bed. Then out of nowhere, something felt wrong. It wasn't gradual. It came on all at once. My chest tightened up like I couldn't get a full breath. I wasn't winded. It was more like something was stopping me from breathing normally. At the same time, I felt really hot, which didn't make any sense because the room itself was cool, but I started sweating almost immediately. It was that weird feeling where the air feels cold, but your body doesn't match the air. I sat there for a second trying to figure out what was going on. I thought maybe I stood up too fast or I wasn't feeling that great, but it didn't go away. It got worse. My breathing got more shallow, and then there was this pressure right at the center of my chest. It wasn't exactly pain, but enough to make me uncomfortable. It didn't feel like a panic attack either. I've had those before. This didn't feel the same. There wasn't anything going on in my head. It was just physical. I stood up and walked toward the door, mostly because it felt like I needed to get out of the room. As soon as I stepped into the hallway, it started easing up. Not instantly gone, but enough that I noticed it right away. I stood there for a minute just trying to get my breathing back to normal. After a couple of minutes, it mostly went away. I went upstairs, got some water. My aunt asked if I was okay. I told her I felt a little off, like maybe I was getting sick or something. She didn't seem too concerned. I wasn't either at that point. I waited a bit, felt pretty normal again. Figured I'd just go back down and go to bed. And the second I walked back into that bedroom, it started again. The same tightness in my chest, same heat, same feeling like I couldn't breathe right. That's when it stopped feeling like it was random. I did not even try to stay in there that time. I turned around, went straight back upstairs, ended up sleeping on the couch that night. The next morning, I told her something like the room didn't agree with me. I think I said maybe it was allergies or something in the air. She kind of nodded and said, basements can be like that, and we didn't really get into it. After that, I went home, got back into my normal routine. I never thought much about it. It just became one of those weird things that happened. I didn't end up spending much more time there after that. They actually moved out about a year later, so that was my only visit to that house. It wasn't until recently, when we were talking about why they left, that anything else really clicked into place. She said she never really felt comfortable there. Nothing she could point to exactly. It just never felt like home to her. And that's part of why they ended up moving when they did. We were just talking casually, and at some point she mentioned they thought about getting rid of that bedroom in the basement altogether when they first moved in. I asked her why, and she hesitated for a second before answering and said the previous owner had died in the basement in that room. Nothing violent. He had a heart attack. He was alone in the room. By the time anyone found him, it had been a while. I asked her where exactly it happened, and she said it was in that same room in the basement. I hadn't thought about my visit there in a long time, but hearing that brought it back. The pressure in my chest, the way it came on out of nowhere, how it only happened in that room, it eased up almost immediately when I stepped out. I didn't tell her what happened to me. I just kind of let the conversation move on. I've stayed in plenty of other places since then, including basements. I've never had anything like that happen again. It's one of those things I don't really have a good explanation for, but after hearing that, it seems to make sense that it's connected. I listen to the show regularly. I appreciate what you guys do. Thanks for reading this, Cam. I don't know if Cam's a girl or Cam's a guy. It could be either.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's interesting?
I do. What I really find fascinating is that obviously Cam is a person who can experience that kind of psychic ability to feel what someone else felt like maybe when they were passing. And we just brought that up, that there are people that can kind of do that. I wonder if Cam stopped to think about it, if there's anything else that they could say, there was this other time. It wasn't as intense as that, but there was that other time that I just all of a sudden didn't feel very good.
Because I think you could almost say, yeah, it was a panic attack or anxiety or any number of strange, weird things that happened. But the fact that as soon as she got, or he got out into the hallway, it started easing up and went away. Come back downstairs, go back in there, you start feeling it again, go to the sofa, you're fine.
Yeah.
So it does definitely feel connected to that room.
It really does. And so that's why I wonder if there's been another experience or two, or if there might be again, and Cam should just be aware that, if you start feeling that way, it might be this, because like you said,
you might not have to call 911.
You might not have to go to emergency room and rack up a huge bill. I think it might, kind of alleviate that, because Cam said, I just felt really weird. Not that they necessarily thought it was them having a heart attack, but they could feel pressure.
It had to have been scary because I think they said something like breathing, like felt like they couldn't breathe.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if it might happen again. I hate to scare you, Cam, but it just feels like I think you might have some psychic abilities here.
Yeah, I don't think that's scary. I think that's being realistic. So just in case it happens again, try the same thing. Step out of the space. See if it goes away before you call 911, because you did bring up a great point.
Yeah.
That you could save yourself thousands of dollars by not going to the emergency room.
But just step away. See if it calms down. See if you get better. And then, just to try it out.
And then be like, of all the superpowers, I had to get this one.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because that would be a lot to have to deal with.
I know.
It's like, here I go again.
That's why I said I hate to bring this up, that it couldn't, And maybe this will be the only time that ever happens to you. Maybe it has to be that the room is still occupied by that spirit.
Now, I think he or she should have told the aunt, because the aunt had some kind of, I never really felt like I was at home there. And then
and
that would
some
have
reservations
been nice.
About the room. Even.
Then Cam could have been like, well, here's the deal. Going back to that one night.
Yeah. And Cam could say, well, do you remember when that happened to me?
Yeah.
I came up and told you about it.
But, Cam also didn't make a big deal about it. Like, I might be getting kind of sick. I'm not feeling great.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe the aunt wouldn't be open to that, but I think maybe the aunt would be. I think the aunt might find some validation in your story as to why she was never comfortable there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would share it.
I agree.
Let's go to a phone call.
Scott from Portland again. Guess that I had to learn the hard way that sometimes there are things that you just don't do. Recently, I was reading in some of the many books that I have about different paranormal things, and I read about this concept of a mirror that you could use to sort of look at spirits, sort of like the concept of the Bloody Mary thing, where, you know, you can look into the mirror and then, like, you know, just stare long enough, eventually you can see things or whatever. And I thought, hey, you know what? You know, if I do this right, maybe I could see something. Which the lesson that I had to learn the hard way was that's stupid. It's like a Ouija board. Like, why do it? So I got this mirror and bought this glass, and I put this thing behind it to make it mirror-like, and I wrote, like, the names of angels around it, like I was supposed to, and then stuff so that I could protect myself from whatever was going to show itself or whatnot. Anyway, to make a long story short, I sat in a dark room with candles, just staring at this mirror, and eventually something did, in fact, appear there in the mirror, and it's hard to explain and describe, but essentially my face and its face became the same face, which is kind of creepy and terrifying in and of itself. But at the time, I didn't think anything was wrong. I just thought, hey, cool, it worked. I get to see something. And there was just something looking back at me. And anyway, that's creepy looking back on it. I wasn't scared then. But the reason why I say I had to learn the hard way is because what happened was Friday night, around 9 p.m., I finished eating dinner, and I was, you know, getting ready to go to sleep because I work early on Saturday morning, and all of a sudden I got extremely dizzy. I mean, extremely, extremely dizzy, and I, like, everything just seemed to just, everything just was spinning to the right. Like, when you spin around in a chair really fast for a while, and then you stop, and everything still keeps spinning, it was like that. So much that that I got extremely nauseous. And when I tried to, like, correct myself and lean to the left to make it stop, everything just started spinning to the left. And I eventually ended up sort of crawling into the bathroom so that I didn't vomit all over my house. My mom, fortunately, was around, and she left to go get stuff to find out what was wrong with me, to get, like, a thermometer, to get, like, things that weren't there, and I just lay there on the floor in the bathroom, and I couldn't figure out why I'd suddenly gotten really sick, and I was shaking, and I was dizzy, and I was sweating. And anyway, the thought came to my mind, like, the remembering of the image, and remembering the image kind of smiled at me at the end, and then I realized that my mistake was playing with power that I shouldn't have played with. So I said a prayer, I said a couple of other things, and then I got up, I forced myself up off the floor, I went into my room, and I grabbed that mirror off my wall, because I had it just sort of placed on my wall. I took it, and I brought it outside, I broke it into pieces, and I threw it away. And after I did that, everything got better. I was not dizzy anymore, I could walk, I could breathe. I kept having small fits of it, but eventually I was all right. I went to the hospital to find out what was wrong with me, and they couldn't find anything physically wrong with me. My blood sugar was fine. My blood pressure was fine. They gave me some anti-vertigo medication, but I've only taken it for a few days, and I'm already totally fine. So I can't explain it other than the mirror. And so that's my story. And the moral of my story is just don't mess with it. That's it. That's really all that I need to say. If you find a Ouija board in your garage, throw it away. If you find some kind of cool thing, it's supposed to do something like show you spirits, or it's supposed to tell you when they're there, just get rid of it. I've deleted all of the things off my phone, the ghost radar stuff, because I had to learn that lesson, and I wanted to share that with you guys. I'm okay. I haven't seen anything in any of the mirrors around my house, so that seems to be fine. And after I destroyed that mirror, I haven't had anything. I haven't even had the strange nightmare things, just waking up in the middle of the night having something in my room. I haven't had any of those either. So hopefully everything's fine. But anyway, lesson to the listeners out there is just say no. Thanks, guys. Thanks for the show.
I think he learned a lesson.
I do too. Now,
I don't know if it was all connected. It's hard to say, but you know, it is for him.
Well, you know,
100%.
I think we have to be respectful of people's truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels like it was really tied to this. Now, could he have been having a panic attack? I suppose. But he really feels like there was a cause and effect.
Yeah.
He messed with something he feels like he shouldn't have. And I do think you can get yourself into some trouble messing with things that you don't know that you're dealing with.
I do too. And I think that, you know, like, it's curiosity, you know, and that's how it started out. It wasn't like he was trying to summon demons to hurt anybody. He's like, let's see if this works. This could be cool.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Oh, cool. It worked. And then, you know, watch out what you ask for.
Exactly. Now, the bad part of this story is he now has 7 years of bad luck because he broke a mirror. But, you know, better than, I guess, the opposite.
The demons.
It is kind of funny that both of our stories here in this episode deal with a physical manifestation, like of sickness, not feeling good. You know,
exactly. I never even thought of that. That was not intentional. It just happened that way.
It's kind of funny that they both, it appears that one was related to the way someone died, but could this one have been a similar situation that you too are feeling the way that person passed?
And when you think about this, that was so intense. He went to the hospital.
Well, yeah.
You know, like mom went to the store to get some stuff. Like,
yeah.
I want to go get a thermometer and check my kid's temperature.
And he said that as he looked in the mirror, it kind of like his face kind of melded into this other face. Like it wasn't exactly the same, but he could see this other face there kind of within his face. And so it kind of does feel like it somehow kind of might have stepped into him a little bit.
I mean, let's be real. The cause and effect. It's like he did this, then this happened. I would associate the two myself.
Yeah.
If I had done that, and then I get that kind of sick all of a sudden, and nobody can figure out why I'm sick, I get rid of the mirror, I'm feeling better. And thank you. He just gave us a great public service announcement for anybody who's been thinking about doing that mirror trick. They're going to listen to that, and they're going to be like, damn, I ain't doing that mirror thing.
Just say no.
Bad idea. Just take it from him.
That's right. And Nancy Reagan, just say no.
Because it was that easy to keep kids off drugs. All you have to do is say no.
Yeah.
Kids. That's right. That hip first lady, she knows what she's talking about. Pass me that joint. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can always become a premium subscriber and support the show. Get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up today. Go to Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.